Good morning. Today we have a very interesting application of the topic that we have been discussing. And as we have heard many times, there is a medrash that darshens the pasuk v'chisim kro mimkar la'amitecha okano mi'ad amitecha. When you are going to sell something, and this is the reading of the medrash, you should sell it to a Jew. And if you're going to buy something, you should buy it also from somebody who is amitecha. We learn from there that when you're buying and you're selling, and we expanded that as well to when you are hiring employees and giving loans, etc., that we should give a preference to people who are amitecha, which is am she'itcha b'mitzvahs. They are observant. That is going to be the preference that we are going to give somebody who is observant. We want to do business with them, even if it costs a little bit more or less, even if it's going to be less beneficial for us, but still, that should be our preference. So today our question is as follows. The Chashuke Chemed was posed this question. Somebody who had to buy an Esrog, it's Sukkot time, and he has only 200 shekel that he can spend on that Esrog. 200 shekelim, that's what he has, and he has two options. Option number one, he can buy an Esrog that is Mehudar, it is a nice Esrog, and he's going to buy it from somebody who is observant, a Jew, an observant Jew. And option number two is the same 200 shekels, going to be the same price. He can buy that esrog from somebody who is non-Jewish, but it's going to be mechudar sheba mechudar. It's going to be an even nicer esrog. And which is the proper way, which alternative? Both costing the same price. The first way, he's going to be able to buy it from somebody who is amitecha. And the second way, it's not going to be amitecha, but it's going to be a nicer esrog. Then he says as follows in the Chashuke Chemed, Nira Sheikne Mehayudi. Alternative number one is the way to go. Why is that? Because the esrog is still nice. You're still fulfilling the imperative of Zekeli Vanveyu. We're going to be doing the mitzvah in a beautiful fashion, albeit not as beautiful as the second alternative, but because he's buying from somebody who is amitacha, he is fulfilling two mitzvahs, not only one mitzvah. Mitzvah number one, he's going to have an esrog that is mehudar. He's fulfilling zekeli vanveyu. And in addition, he's buying from somebody who is amitacha. And if he were going with the other alternative, alternative number two, he would be fulfilling one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. The one mitzvah he would fulfill is the having a beautiful esrog, and it would be even more beautiful, but it's still only with mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. And in fact, the Chashuke Chemed brings a proof from the Tshuvas Yeshuas Malka, who was actually posed a similar question. There, the scenario was as well, buying an esrog, and the esrog would be from a place called Korpo, which is out of Israel. They were sure that they were esrogim, they're yichus, no question about the yichus of the esrog, and it was actually more beautiful. It was a more beautiful esrog to the other alternative of buying an esrog from the land of Israel. And the benefit of buying from the land of Israel, although it was mehudar, it wasn't as nice, but it would give a parnasa to the people living in Israel at the time. And indeed, the Tshuvas Yehoshua's Malka said it's preferable to buy the esrog from Israel because you're fulfilling two mitzvahs. You are fulfilling the mitzvah of esrog. It's mehudar, not as mehudar, but it's still mehudar, and you're also giving up parnasa to those living in Israel. Accordingly, the Chashuke Chemed says the same thing would apply in a situation, even though we'd have the two options. Again, we'd have the two options, but what, it's not talking about buying one out of Israel and one in Israel. We're talking about even if both in Israel out. That's not something that we're looking at in our initial question. It's simply buying an esrog, not as nice, but from a Jew, and the second alternative is buying a nicer esrog, but from a non-Jew, and he says, do two mitzvahs rather than doing one nicer mitzvah. On the other hand, just to mention, the Imre Yosher disagrees. He says that in this situation, it's preferable to buy the nicer esrog. Even if it's from the non-Jew, you should go for the best esrog possible. And accordingly, that is his option. He goes with alternative number two. Buy the nicest esrog, even though it's just one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. But that is the key, according to the Imre Yosher. Have a wonderful day.